Juanita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Now, when I tell you guys that I am enjoying being on this platform, and I'm going to tell you a little background. I'm not going to tell you the whole background, but I used to do a show called The Beauty Files with Juanita, and I really wanted to keep that name, and I may go back to that. But these guys, Doug and Don, they are the best. They make everything so effortless. And I had to get back on the platform, not only just because of that part, not only because they are two gorgeous brothers. I keep throwing that out there. But their market reach is so vast that I wanted to be heard by everybody, by more people. And I'm going to throw this out there, too. This podcast is not done by a professional podcaster because I am not a professional. I am that person that I find things, I see things, I want to talk to things, and I want people to talk to me about it. So with that, I'm not a professional. I'm going to mess up. And I don't care. I'm going to interact with my director. I'm going to ask him to say stuff. You know, I want the engagement part. Because I don't want it to be as so scripted and professional. I mean, you want professionalism, but I want it to be more easygoing, you know, like Sunday morning. So I'm, you know, today's show, and I'm doing this show today because we got a lot of shit going on in D.C. We got so much stuff that's happening right now, and I'm not going to get into it because, as my podcast says, there is no politics. But Are you tired and you're feeling stuck and weighted down by old wounds? And are you ready to live your life that you've been dreaming of? I mean, you're not alone. So, you know, today what I wanted to do, I wanted to talk to my expert, Jennifer Palmer. She is all things the expert. She is a spiritual and wellness coach, and her website, nourishingjourney.com. She's going to give us some more information about that. But I wanted her to really get into all of this that we're dealing with as far as wellness, manifestation, you know, getting our best foot forward. And Jennifer, you know, I love you so much. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Juanita. I'm so glad to be back. And you know what? I do think you're an expert. I think you're freaking awesome. And I love the name It Starts Now.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. You know, I'll take a compliment if you give it to me. You know, Jennifer, we've been talking about this a lot. And you know how I am. I'm with my spirituality and my wellness and my manifestation. And a lot of people know that who are close to me. They know that I am really into getting back into what makes me feel whole. And what I want to ask, I got several things to ask you, but the first thing I want to ask is, what does pressing the reset button really mean? And when it comes to our emotional, mental, and spiritual health?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, and you can go to so many different levels with that. Pressing the reset button to me means disconnecting from what's happening in your 3D experience that's causing imbalance and coming back to the depths of who you actually are.
Wow, that's perfect. I mean, you know, many people are feeling stuck in, you know, in cycles that they can't break. So how does manifestation help shift the energy and open up new possibilities?
Well, I think what's important for everybody to understand is that we are constantly manifesting. It's not necessarily something you go off and try to do. We're always unconsciously doing it. So when we're experiencing things on the external world that are affecting us, like in DC or in our families, in our homes or at work, whatever it may be, we have a choice in those moments. We can let those external factors define our lives, or we can choose to manifest better. And just because something's happening out in the world does not mean it has to affect you. So a really good example, and something that I definitely learned along the way, owning a business over the last 5 years has not been for the faint of heart. It's been a really crazy roller coaster trying to navigate these last 5 years. And what really made a difference to me and helped me see that I'm creating my own reality is that I would look at restaurants who were shutting down left and right all over the place, but then there were other restaurants that were thriving and doing better than they had ever done. What's the difference? Those restaurants that closed down were fantastic and they were doing well before. So why did they have to shut down? A lot of it is the way they thought about what was happening in the world. Does that make sense?
Oh my God, yeah. Because
So, yes.
you're absolutely right. I mean, I guess it's if you're gloom and doom all the time and the whole time you're there, you're telling your staff, you're telling yourself, we're gonna shut down. They're not coming in as much as, we're not doing whatever. I guess that is a form of manifestation. You're manifesting doom, gloom, failure. And I will honestly say, Jennifer, that's what happened with me when COVID hit.
Me too.
I did the same thing. I
Yes.
went there and I went there hoard.
Yeah, I am so with you on that. And I learned some really difficult lessons over the last 5 years. But I am so grateful for those lessons. So, when you're talking about the reset, one of the things I had to learn how to do is to, we have what's called a 3D reality and a 4D reality. The 4D reality is it's your God self. It's your higher self. It's the higher aspect of who you are and the spiritual realm. The 3D reality is the physicality, the physical realm of everything that we're experiencing, good, bad, and ugly, whatever it is. Most of the time, we're trying to shift that 3D reality from the 3D reality. And that's not really where your power is. So if you're really looking to shift gears, to change the way something is showing up in your life, or just to even get a higher perspective and more peace in your awareness and your being, you have to get into that 4D reality and experience life from that space. And it's not always easy to do because there are a lot of triggers in the 3D reality. But part of, I think, what we're meant to learn is how to master that.
Yeah, how do you master that? Because when you got so much chaos going on around you about from you and a credit to you, when we did a show a few years ago and we were talking about this and I was talking about my business had closed from COVID or whatever and you gave me some really good advice and I think that's how I got out of my hole per se or my dark space. But how do people get to that level when there's so much chaos going on around them?
Well, I mean, so you got to do some deep spiritual dives, right? And I mean, this could be a 5-hour conversation if you really want me to go deep with this. But basically, you have to understand that you are a soul inside of a human body. And if you can understand that, then you have to understand that everything happening in your experience, whether it's positive or seemingly negative, whatever is happening, it's happening for you in some kind of way. Whether it's to help balance karma, to help learn lessons, to get you into a specific kind of character strength to refine you, or to help you stand on a better platform, to knock things down that weren't serving you, and to get into a better space ultimately, because that's what you are asking for. And so every situation is different, but if you can understand that you're a soul living a human experience that is meant to test and challenge you and help you grow. If that is your foundational understanding, you can then see what's happening in the world as a catalyst for your growth. And then if you can see it as a catalyst for your growth, then you can find a way through it so much easier. And you know, just because somebody, let's say there's a relationship at work where somebody's really difficult, you don't really have to engage in the difficulty. Everything that you put your energy into is what's going to expand. So the most important thing you can do is go within and see if you can determine why things are showing up for you. Why are you having that challenge? Why is it looking like that? What fear is it bringing up? What is the pattern that you're experiencing? Do you have trauma from this lifetime or a past lifetime or even an ancestral trauma? Is there something that you're holding in one way or another that's keeping you from moving forward, that's keeping you stuck, that's keeping you angry, it's keeping you depressed? If you can figure out what these things are, you can move beyond them.
Past lifetimes. You just said something that just kind of just made me just like, you know, and I am, I yeah, you can, I don't care who knows this, but I am a believer in reincarnation. I'm a believer in past lives. I'm a believer in, you know, I've been someplace and then I smell a scent and I'm just like, why does this feel familiar? But you're
Right.
saying to me that some things in our past lifetime can be it is manifesting in our lives right now.
Yeah, exactly. And there are some really good books out there on this that will, if you're not a believer and you're open to it though, there are so many good books out there that have some pretty compelling evidence around it. Including things like hypnosis or children remembering past lifetimes and knowing exactly what happened to that person, how they passed away, who their families were, what they did for a living. I mean, it's so compelling. None of us really know for sure. You know, so much of this is just about faith and just trusting that, well, okay, we don't really know, but this makes sense to me. It feels right. So this is what I'm going to go with. And so you just kind of step out of judgment. Get into some discernment and figure out what makes sense to you. But even if you don't believe in past lifetimes, we do have ancestors that had traumas, and that gets stuck into the DNA. It really does pass down for generations. And it's important to do the work, either through consciousness work or maybe energy healing if you're into that, or counseling even. But there's so many different ways to bring things up. So, like for example, how do you explain when somebody is afraid of water or afraid of heights, but other people aren't, right? What is that coming from? Well, there are hypnotherapists who discovered that while they were doing hypnotherapy, they would bring somebody accidentally even into a past lifetime remembrance and they drowned. And just bringing it up in the session cleared that fear, and then they were able to jump into water.
Oh my God.
That happens all the time. So we have these stuck issues that really do need attention. And when you're talking about manifestation, a lot of times when we're consciously manifesting, those traumas get in the way. And then we end up in this really strange loop where we just can't seem to move past it. And a lot of times it's trauma.
So, you know, I remember reading something when I was doing research on this subject matter. I know that healing is often talked about in layers. And how can someone identify which layer needs the most work?
I trust God, universe, creator, whatever you want to call this experience that we're in, this crazy thing that we're experiencing right now called life, I trust it to show me what's next. Things seem to have a way of happening. I don't think that there's any, there's no coincidences. And so if something happens that upsets me or gets me out of my zen, I know that that's something for me to look at. If I get knocked off balance in some way, so for me, that is if I'm feeling angry, if I'm in fear, anxiety, frustration, depression, sadness, grief, anything along those lines. If I'm not feeling at least neutral about something, I know that there's work for me to do. And I also trust that what's showing up in my life is showing me what's next. And there are different layers. So I like to say there's an ascension spiral where as you're growing and ascending in your soul's consciousness and awareness, as you're growing up as a soul, basically, you're able to handle more. And you're able to handle deeper truths, deeper wisdom, deeper healing activities, bringing things up that would have hurt you 10 years ago that you couldn't have handled. And so the next layer then will be ready to come up. And so if you've had trauma and you might think, oh, you know, I dealt with that. I was abused in some way. I dealt with that and I'm functioning. I'm fine now. But then all of a sudden you meet somebody or you end up in a situation that somehow triggers it again. There's different aspects for you to look at that it's time to heal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes absolute sense.
Okay.
It makes absolute sense.
Yes. So, you know, let's say you had an abusive parent growing up. You might have gone through counseling or even some energy healing or something, but you feel like, you know what? Yeah, I dealt with it. I love my parents and they're great and I care for them now. You know, you might think, oh, I'm doing okay. Yeah, they weren't the greatest growing up, but I'm okay. I'm good. It taught me who I am. You know, it created who me, my personality and my character, got me to where I am. But then all of a sudden, maybe you lose a job or something, and then it gets you into a state of panic and fear. So it seems like it's separate than the abuse that you had growing up, but there's a different trigger there, that panic and fear of survival or not having enough money, or maybe you moved from house to house for some reason. Whatever that experience was, there's a different aspect now for you to look at. And so maybe you dealt with the physical abuse, but maybe you didn't deal with that maybe the fear of survival. So it's a deeper, harder thing to deal with. So as you grow, more things will come up, different aspects will happen. And the way you know is your emotions.
So now some people are going to say, okay, you know, she's saying all this, she's telling me all this information, but you know, what are some practical everyday manifestation techniques for like a beginner or for someone who doesn't know how to start doing this or start manifestation?
Right. So, to me, manifestation and healing are two different practices, right? Manifesting, we're doing all the time, whether we're manifesting good or bad in our lives. So, if we're constantly thinking negative thoughts about, let's just say, finances, we're constantly thinking negative thoughts, oh, the economy out there, or I'm struggling paying bills, or of course, there's another bill I have to pay. I can never seem to save money, whatever it is. That's manifesting more of the same things. You're affirming that experience. So ultimately, what we want to do is we want to get to a place where we're affirming a more positive experience, something that we would like more of. So you might say something like, I always have the money that I need when I need it. So even if you're not a millionaire yet, you can at least say something more positive and affirm that. Now, the trick in manifestation is learning how to make it even better, to get things into your life that you don't have yet. And then you're kind of ping-ponging back and forth between the negative mindset and what you actually want to bring in. And there's a whole process in that to get over your ego mind. But along that process is where the healing comes in because you're gonna come up against yourself. When you're really trying to shift within, it's you against you. There's no external, even if it seems like there's external, you know, all the external circumstances, it's really about you. And so the key to all of it is go within.
So, you know, it's easy to say, you know, and do because, you know, sometimes like if I say, okay, I, you know, what's the, my mantra? God, I can't think. I have a brain fart. What I think about, I bring about. That's one of my things that I
Right.
always say. Whatever I think about, I bring about. it always seems to work. And you know, it's creepy that when it sometimes when it does work, I start thinking about something and then it happens. And
Yes.
so I know that the manifestation process does happen. But a lot of people are saying, or probably will say, you know, I think about all this. I manifest, you know, I manifest. I try to get my mindset right. I try to, you know, get into a peaceful place. And then some crazy gets into my mind. And then all of a sudden, I get distracted. And then I forget what I was doing. I forget what I was thinking.
Right. Yeah. So there's many reasons for that. Some of it is, you know, we have a subconscious part of our mind that wants to protect us and doesn't want to face things. So it, you know, in some weird, distorted kind of way, you know, you might think that being in the more miserable situation is more safe than not. So, you know, looking at what's happening, where you're stuck, in what ways do you feel safer, even subconsciously? Or what would be unsafe if you achieved the thing that you want to achieve? So let's say you would like a higher paying job. You know, you enjoy the work you do, but you want to work for a different company, you want more pay. What are your fears around jumping ship and finding a new job? You know, there could be many. And so if you look at that, some of them are more surface level, some of them might be deeper. You might even have a trauma in there where maybe a parent did exactly what you're thinking about doing and ended up losing everything, you
Right.
know? So that could feel very unsafe. And you might not even put two and two together. You might not even realize that's a thing
Yeah.
until you really go deep and try to ask those questions within. And sometimes you need help. Sometimes you do need a coach. You need a manifestation coach or a healer or somebody to help guide you to find those answers because it might seem obvious to them because they're on the outside looking in. And you might feel like you're just spinning and you don't know why. So that's why it's so beneficial to try to have a team of people to help you when you're feeling stuck.
Because, and team meaning, you know, a person like yourself or whatever, but not like not like the bartender down the street. No, I'm just playing. Because he's been manifesting my money. Now, let me.
Well, and here's the thing too. So, you know, when we're really about inner growth and we really want to shift something in our lives, quite honestly, we don't necessarily look at the people next to us
Yeah.
because a lot of times they're in the same dysfunction.
Ooh.
Right. So you might have a really great girlfriend. Maybe you're lucky and you have a great girlfriend who can really give you some wisdom and you luck out. But I'd say a lot of times, and what I see in a lot of people is that they're expecting answers from the people next to them and they don't have the answers. So they just stay stuck.
Yeah.
You need someone who's been in those shoes and who has gotten past it.
Yeah, you're
So
absolutely, you know, you're absolutely right, because you can't, you automatically go to that person next to you, but that person is going through some crazy their damn self. So it's like, so I'm
yes.
going to get your crazy into my crazy, and I'm a manifest crazy, and then we're just going to all be just sit, you know, someplace sitting where, you know, drinking our lives away. I definitely believe that. Don't keep going to that person that's next to you, because you and then also sometimes that person that's sitting next to you, they don't want you to get better. They
That
don't
is
want you to
true.
have anything better. They want you to stay exactly where you are. If you're complaining and bitching and moaning about something that has been going wrong, they want you to stay in that same place because that makes them feel better.
Yes, absolutely. And they don't even know it half the
They don't
time.
even know
They really don't.
exactly.
Yep. It's a very subconscious thing. That's why I'm a big fan of hypnosis because it moves past the subconscious.
Okay, so yeah, Jen. Okay. You threw that out there. So hypnosis. So I mean, you know, I will automatically say that I can't be hypnotized, but I never have. I've never had. But I would be really curious to find out, like, I know I have past lives. I don't care what if you guys don't believe or not, but I really would like to know, like, some there's something that's blocking, and I can share with you on the side, but I would really like to know if hypnosis would bring that out, and And I guess the fear of hypnosis is that, you don't want somebody to hypnotize you and they say, okay, when you hear the word cat, that means you're going to eat pizza. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
you don't want nothing crazy to happen like that.
Well, of
You
course
want
yeah.
you want it to help.
You want to go to somebody who's trained and legit, you don't
Right,
want to just go
right.
to anybody. But and some people, it is a powerful technique, and I'm sure there are people out there who might take advantage of these things, just like in any other profession. So you want to make sure you're working with somebody who's legitimate, who seems like they have a good character, who's good reputation, maybe somebody who refers you to somebody, so that you can feel more safe and secure in that experience. I've worked with, I think, four different people who've done past life hypnosis, and
Wow.
it's been incredible every single time. And I've always learned something that I needed to understand about me. And it helped me with what I'm currently going through at that time.
Right.
So, not only do we experience loops in this lifetime or patterns where we need to break through so that we become, who we want to be, but we have lifetimes of this. And, you might be working through a pattern that you've held for literally 500 years, and that might take a little time. But we're here to do that. And it's important. And if you really want to move past where you're at, you have to do the inner work.
If a listener if a listener could, do just one thing today to start their research journey, what would you recommend?
Go within. Get in touch with what you really want in your life. A lot of times we do one of two things. We just settle for what is, or we have this wishful thinking of what we want to bring in, but it doesn't feel like it's ever even possible. Oh, it'd be nice if I won the lottery, Well, sometimes people do win the lottery, but you're not embodying it and you're not embracing it. And maybe that money needs to come in some other way, but
So
money.
how are we embracing it? How are we not embracing it? Because I say I want to be the block. What do I need to
Because
say?
you're putting it out there as a wish, but you're not believing it to your very bones that it's going to happen.
Wow, that just blew my mind. Yeah. You're right. You're wishing it as opposed to living it or feeling it or being in, I'm rich, bitch, I'm rich. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Cause I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, I wish I win a lottery. Oh my God, I wish, and I'm not really thinking that I'm gonna do it. Oh, I just answered my own question. I don't really think I'm gonna get it because I'm just wishing for it. I'm not
Well,
living it. Or
and
I'm not.
here's the thing. So let's just even talk about that real quickly. I know we're getting short
No, we
on here.
good.
Okay. So let's say you start embodying this idea of winning the lottery. Well, then you have to look at, is your consciousness ready for you to be a millionaire? Does that feel safe to you? Because if it does not feel safe to you, it's never going to happen. Do you have money wounds? Do you equate having money with people who are selfish or evil? If that's a thought anywhere in your being, you're resisting that manifestation.
Oh my God.
If having money could be more stressful, let's say, I don't know, you're worried on a very subconscious level that maybe your marriage would break up, or maybe your kids wouldn't be responsible enough if they had that kind of money. All of that is preventing the money from coming in. And then, basically, when you're trying to manifest, let's say, because ideally the goal is not even just to win the lottery, the goal is to be financially free.
Right.
There could be 100 different ways that that money could potentially come in. But if you're focusing on only winning the lottery, then you're cutting off the flow of the other possibilities. So, with something like money, it would be more important to just live in the idea of financial freedom, to really embody financial freedom And what could that look like? And what could you do that would make you feel like a responsible, caring, helpful part of society or your community with that level of money? What could you do to be of service with it? How could you improve our world, not just your individual experience? Because once we reach beyond ourselves, that's when we find purpose. And so, if you're looking to bring in money, that's an important part of that process.
I may not be ready for all that money.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think most people aren't.
I really, yeah, I because I just think I would be out of control.
So
It's like,
now you can
who
see
wants to be
that.
a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire?
I mean, like with, but even with this, just this one simple conversation, you can see the different levels and layers that you need to look at if you're wanting financial freedom, but you're not experiencing it. And I've been in this process myself. That's why I understand it so deeply, because I've been really working it. And boy, I tell you, I'm shifting so much, and it's really amazing what's been coming up for me. So if you've not been doing the inner work to change your outer experience, I mean, really, truly, that's where it is.
And I can honestly say, I a few years or several years ago, and I was making a lot of money, and then I wasn't making nothing, and then I was making middle, and then it was like, and it was always going up and down, and I will honestly say, ooh, do I really want to put that out there? I'm good right now. I am good. I don't need. People are like, oh, first thing I would do is I would buy a big house, with 50,000 rooms or whatever. I'm like, who wants a, people can be living on the other side of your house and you don't even know they're living there. I mean, I don't need all of that. I need to be able to know what's in my house, what's going on. And honestly, I don't need all that anymore. I can honestly say I don't need that anymore. I need
Yeah.
just to be that comfort level that I can, every now and then I can afford a good red bottle of wine and a good steak. And I am good. And take myself out every now and then on a vacation or something. But I don't need all of that. And maybe that's what the, like you were saying, that voice is saying, why you keep saying you need to be at the lottery? You ain't ready for that. You don't want that. You good.
Yeah, but now let's say you had a dream and you feel called to do something, but it requires money, right? So, what are you going to do to manifest that? What are you going to do to manifest school for your kids or a better future for your kids or some sort of legacy that you want to leave behind? You know, a lot of people care about that. So, but
I
what is
do.
that?
I absolutely do. I mean, I think if that ever happened to me, the first thing I would do is just help seniors. I just have this thing about seniors and dogs. I just want to just make sure they everybody is okay. That's what I would do. It's seniors and dogs.
I'm with you. Yes, I've often th thought that if I ever did win the lottery or make it big, I would probably find some way to have some sort of senior facility where they could have
Exactly.
better
Exactly.
quality.
Just the people who could not afford it, or were in a certain income, just make it like, because that's their, our last days. Okay, I'm going to make your last days the best days you've ever had. It's going to feel like you are in heaven already. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Absolutely. Jennifer, this has been so great. How can people, because you were telling me before we started, how can people reach you? Because you have a new I don't want to say opportunity, but you have a new program that can help us all. So tell my audience that.
Yeah, I'm constantly working on different ways to try to put out what I'm learning. And recently, I just became a manifestation certified coach. And
Wow.
so that's my latest excitement is to really step out and help people with that. But I'm also really deeply, I love helping people get through the dark night of the soul. I love helping people see that there's a way through. So those are the two things I'm really focused on right now. And if you want to find out more about me specifically, go to my personal website. It's Jen underscore Palmer. Dot com, or sorry, jen-palmer.com, jennn-palmer.com. If they want to find out more about my wellness center, it's nourishing-journey.com. And if you sign up for the newsletter on my personal website, you'll find out so much more about the manifestation and everything else I'm working with that. We're about to release a 3-day challenge, a deep dive manifestation intensive. So if you feel like you really want to put in the effort, we're going to go deep and we're going to really try to shift things. And then I also have a school group on skool.com where it's really inexpensive, but it's at your own pace, and you can do those deep dives in your own time.
Wow. Jennifer, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And I'm going to make sure I put in the show, I put nourishing on the show notes, but I'm going to make sure I put your personal email address and those, people, I'm telling you, you gotta do the work if you want to get the manifestation. That's you gotta do the work. You gotta put it in. You gotta get someone who knows what they're talking about and not your girlfriend or your boo or your or whatever, the person at your office that thinks that yeah. No, you go to someone who actually knows what they're talking about. And that's Jennifer. So I'm going to Jennifer. I'm gonna talk to her more about what I was gonna do on the side. I'm not gonna tell y'all all my damn business on the air, but Jennifer, it's always been a pleasure. Thank you so much, and I'm so glad that you were able to listen to my first live broadcast on BBS Radio TV.com. So Doug and Don are my fave, and they are making this work for me, and they are going to make it work for all of us. So until the next time, you guys take care. Bye bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2, @gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2, @gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.